Make a hole with a gun. All right, 53 Pass, let's land this thing. It's Marinin for Cedar.
I haven't heard that in a while. I used to like these guys. Not fanatically, but I like them. I like that song. I'm guilty of that. Some albums I can listen to all the way through. Keith is relentless in trying to get me back to vinyl, and I think I might go. He just wrote me an email that said, buy Stadium Arcadium on vinyl. It's like a different, better record. Better in parentheses. I might do that. I gotta get a receiver. I'm gonna hook up my turntable. I have to get a new receiver. My wife bought me a turntable a while ago. I've got a few records. I don't have a lot of records, but I do have several Residents records. Charlie in Brooklyn.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah. I think you got to give it up to the Residents. They've been together since 1972, have never done an interview or even revealed the band's members' identities. And they released their last CD. It was in a case with complete artwork, but it was a blank CD. It had an access code to download all the tracks.
You remember this song? Chew gum, chew, chew gum, chew gum, gum, chew gum, chew, chew gum.
No.
Chew gum, chew, chew gum, chew gum, gum, chew gum, chew, chew gum. That's on the Residents commercial album.
I think Blue Rosebuds.
Oh, dude, they are the weirdest performance art clan. There used to be a whole world around the Residents. Snake Finger.
Snake Finger, great stuff. Bizarro, Grotesque. If anybody's ever heard them, you got to check it.
Oh, it's like a whole universe, that universe of the Residents. I was into it. I had Discomo on white vinyl.
Wow.
I had, when I was in high school, I turned on to this stuff by, you meet the one kind of weird, questionable, avant-garde hippie guy when you're in high school. It's like, dude, you want to hear real music?
Well, check it out. They put out two CDs this year, River of Crime and Tweedles. Tweedles is on Warner, so it's not too hard to find.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for the call. I remember that dude, Steve LaRue, had me listening to Fred Frith. I'm 16 years old, and I'm listening to Eno and Fripp, and I'm listening to Fred Frith, which is, it's really just like an entire album of sounds on a street. It's like the entire album is just like, then just like, all right, hey, here's another one from Teresa. David Gilmour, Anna Island, great CD. I don't agree with you. Nah. Can't do it. Big fan of Pink Floyd. A couple of their records. If I am dying, I would like to listen to Animals over and over again. The Dark Side of the Moon. Of course, love that record. But David Gilmour's solo album, wanted to like it desperately. Listened to it, didn't like it. I did a show last night with Janine Garofalo, and one of the first things she said on stage is that she's in love with David Gilmour, circa 1973. Which I found very bizarre. This email really got me because it's too strangely phrased. Mark, I've been listening to you, filling in for Sam Cedar, and I believe you were rather good as a news commentator. Your bio indicates that you are a comedian. Your appearance is similar to Peter Sellers. You could be an American Inspector Clouseau. I enjoy all of Peter Sellers' movies. He was very creative in his interpretation of the various characters he portrayed. It's just a suggestion. I realize that establishing a following in your kind of work is very difficult. You look young, your mind and your heart are in the right place, and you are intelligent. Good luck in your career. Mike D. Thank you. Thank you.
I can't decide if that's a 12-year-old or a 68-year-old.
It's touching, though.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Print that one out.
Yeah. This is the way radio should be done. Whatever happened here today, I had a great time. Thank you, Lauren, Justin, Dan Pashman, Brendan McDonald. It felt like the old days. Lawton and Mike Ferrucci. Just a bunch of people talking about different stuff, up and down, having a good time. We'll be back tomorrow with David Cross, I think is supposed to come by and hung out. I hope he's not hungover. Maybe he'll bring his dog. I don't know. He's supposed to come in tomorrow for like an hour maybe and hang around. If he doesn't, I think he will. Dean Obadiah will be here. Is that it? Is that who we got?
And Dave Poland to talk about movies.
Right, Dave Poland and Johnny, or who was it? Mark the Shark, maybe. Have a good day.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
What if you could free up $300 a month of your existing income and put it back in your pocket? What if you could pay off all of your debts in 5 years or less, including your mortgage, and have the peace of mind of knowing that you could retire in 10 years or less? What if you could do this all on your current income? Since 1987, Financial Freedom International has helped thousands increase their cash flow, eliminate debt, and build real wealth with their 9 Steps to Wealth system. If you own a home and have debt, call to schedule your personal consultation. and we'll create a customized 9 Steps to Wealth report just for you. The consultation is normally $59, but for a limited time is yours absolutely free and with no obligation. Call 877-870-2641 for your free consultation. 877-870-2641. 877-870-2641.